This is the top stories of the week for CharismaNews.com. I'm John Matarazzo. It is the month of June, and one of our top stories right now is Miss Rachel and Sesame Street celebrate Pride Month. Now, content creator Miss Rachel is known for producing videos that parents have flocked to for their babies and toddler-aged children. However, Miss Rachel has made it clear that she is all in for Pride and would prefer if her conservative viewers simply didn't look at her videos anymore. And you can see that in the video that she has posted on TikTok, which is linked here, where she's talking about how she is happy for Pride Month. And Sesame Street is even celebrating Pride Month as well. So make sure that you keep an eye on what your children are watching and what they're learning whenever you're not there. 1 million Methodists leave the denomination in one day. In this article, you can see that the United Methodist Church's decision to remove wording in their central rulebook, which said that homosexuality was incompatible with Christian teaching, the denomination lost over 1 million members of the Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast Conference based in West Africa when they voted to leave the apostate church. So the church decided that they were going to embrace what the Bible calls sin, and so the African church in Côte d'Ivoire has decided to leave that denomination. Also, we have more prophetic voices shed light on Donald Trump's verdict. Here we have Dutch Sheets and Chris Reed sharing a dream that Chris had. We talk about it here, that he had a prophetic dream back on March 9th. And he saw, God showed him that July 11th would be a significant date. Little did we know that that would become the date for the sentencing of the recently convicted Donald J. Trump. So prophetic voice Dutch Sheets also shared this powerful word by Reed on his channel, and he further described a dream given to him by another person that occurred in 2022. He said in that dream, he found himself standing next to Trump in the dream, and it was 2024. Trump said, I'll be a political martyr in the next few years, not because of my goodness, but because God has put the tools in me to tear down, root up, and confront the system. There's a lot of things to keep in prayer as you are listening to and looking at prophetic voices. Definitely test every word and take it before the Lord, but pray in these things for sure. And Carl Lentz, former pastor of Hillsong New York, announces newest venture amid return to ministry rumors. Now, he actually posted in his Instagram video announcement saying, "No, I'm not back. That guy is gone." A podcast entitled Lights On with Carl Lentz is scheduled to premiere June 4th, which at this point is already out and will be available on all streaming platforms. It'll be very interesting to see what he has to say in this new platform. He is definitely a charismatic individual, and we pray that his influence is used for the kingdom of God for good and not drawing people away. And now for our top story, an update on the Mandisa story. Her cause of death has been released, and an autopsy confirmed that the Grammy singer passed away from complications of class 3 obesity. People magazine noted that the 47-year-old singer's body was found at home by friends on April 18th. The autopsy report said that she was last known alive approximately 3 weeks prior to when she was discovered. So if you are living alone or know people that live alone, please make sure that you connect with them. Make sure that you have people in your life that are able to check up on you and to make sure you're doing well. And if you are struggling with anything, suicidal thoughts or depression or anything of that nature, definitely reach out. Call somebody for prayer and let the Lord comfort you, and your friends and family comfort you as well. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your top stories of the